Excuse me. You said sitting on the floor?
As an exhausted man would, in a crouched position. Like it was a terrible chore for him to get from the parking facility to the office, and he was exhausted.
Oh.
And
Was the door not open?
The door was not open at that time. It was early in the morning. I was just coming to work. Apparently the secretary had not yet opened up the office. And as it developed, he produced some x-ray material that indicated he was suffering from a terminal condition.
He did this directly to you, not through the clerk's office procedures and that sort of thing?
I don't know what he'd done through the clerk's office, but he had at least come. I found him there, and when I asked him what he wanted, revealed that he would wish to be appointed, notwithstanding his grades on the bar exam.
Well, he had taken the bar.
It seems to me he had taken it, but not successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And that he only had a short period to live, and this would be a great boon to him, psychologically, who knows. And I know it was discussed very thoroughly. It had been examined into by the Chief Justice. And I said, as I recall in the private discussions of this, it was sort of ironic that he was seeking my approval as well as G. Men and Williams, the two people he had probably said the most harsh things about in his legislative career, that we should not give that undue consideration. And then that result was that we granted him the privilege of practicing law, only to find out at a later date that it was all put up thing. He used somebody else's x-rays.
Was he serving in the Senate at that time, or had he concluded his... You remember what the circumstances...
I don't particularly remember.
I begin to remember.
Yeah.
George Romney... No, that's not right, is it? At one point, George Romney fingered him. But that would have been years before.
That would have been years before 1970.
And really was able to excommunicate him from the Senate because of the lay of the land politically and that sort of thing. They got the right people, the right fellow to run to take him out. Do you recall all that stuff?
I was sitting on the circuit bench at that time and was not too concerned with the things that were going on in regards to George Romney's campaign or his attempt to be governor. But I knew that they had clashed, you might say, over governor's proposals or one thing or another, and that they were not close friends by any manner of means. And then, I do recall vaguely that George Romney exerted himself on behalf of his primary opponent, I think.
That's a better way to put it, I think, than I did. But on this matter of being granted the right to practice, what were the mechanics of that? Ordinarily, like you and I went through the examination process, then you passed the bar, and then...